Dan, okay, so Martha Stewart is now trash-talking work from home, and Google is reportedly telling workers not coming to the office enough that they could that could show up on their performance reviews. Does it feel like the tide is turning against hybrid work over the last few weeks?
There's no question that the tide is turning. I do think, John, what we've experienced has been some inertia. It's a very complex issue. Most CEOs look at work from home. Originally, it was done because of COVID. It's become a bit of an entitlement after 3 years now. But they look at it and they see an erosion of corporate culture, an erosion of innovation, an erosion of collaboration. They see less mentorship of young professionals. Many organizations see younger professionals coming into the office, and the more senior folks who should be leading and mentoring aren't there. And so they've been looking to tackle this and bring people back. And frankly, they didn't have much leverage, and everyone thought the economy, and in large part, they thought we'd be in recession. They thought the job numbers would give the C-suite the leverage to bring people back, and that hasn't happened. And so there's been inertia kind of waiting for that leverage. And it does seem like in the last couple of months, those conversations have been intensifying. And in fact, now companies are pushing hard to get people back.
Well, let's talk about that leverage, because some workers are not quietly going into the night on this, right? So last week, Amazon corporate workers walked off the job to protest return to work policies, among other issues. And the Wall Street Journal also reports that there's a revolt at insurance company Farmers Group because the new CEO wants workers in the office 3 days a week. What kind of leverage do workers have here when it comes to working from home at this point?
It's really complicated. Some have leverage, and we've seen some organizations, and we have been living for the last 3 years in a time of employee activism in a way that we haven't seen since the early days of unionization. And so we have seen some organizations, even white collar engineering organizations, where they've looked to unionize. We have seen employees band together. We also, John, have been living through what we see as an epidemic of quiet quitting and quiet retiring. And so even though surveys show that 72% of people will take a job, even if they're not necessarily ready to quit tomorrow, they will take a job for less money if they're able to have flexibility. And so it's going to make recruiting harder. And 70% of companies still plan on adding headcount this year. And so we're not in a frozen recessionary labor market. You will see people can vote with their feet if they will and change jobs. You'll see people quiet quitting, which can be the death knell of an organization where people have no choice. So they come into work, but they're not inspired. Every CEO has this almost dream of having their employees act like owners, where they make decisions as a fiduciary for the company, and you lose that. And all of the trust that was engendered during the first few years of COVID, when people didn't trust government, they didn't trust sources of information, they trusted their company. CEOs were seen as empathetic. That's losing. A recent survey of 3,000 CHROs showed a full third said their CEO demonstrates zero empathy. And so even if tomorrow people aren't going to walk out the job and quit, they're going to make decisions when they look for a new job. They're going to disengage. They're not going to bring their full self to work. And ultimately, it's going to hurt companies that don't continue to offer some degree of flexibility because people feel like it was promised to them. They've got used to it. They've reassessed their life, their priorities, and they're not going to give it up without a fight, for sure. They're going to find whatever leverage they can.